OCalSound.org.
I have a special guest here in studio who is going to be selecting all these tunes for you for the next hour. I got Susie Exposito, who is a wonderful writer for the LA Times, Rolling Stone magazine, and Vogue. ¿Cómo estás? Y gracias por estar aquí.
Estoy bien spooky esta noche, and I just wanted to share a playlist of some new songs from this year and also some classics by my fellow Latin alts, the Tropigoths, Los Darks, Los Spookies. This hour is for you.
Awesome. Well, what are we going to get started with? I see a familiar name here.
So we're kicking off with Ministry, who many people know of as a metal industrial band, but actually they started out as like a pop new wave group fronted by founding member Al Jorgensen. When I interviewed him back in 2017 for Rolling Stone, he said this was his least favorite record. But I just hear, you know, I really hear a little flavor of, like, you know, like Cuban drama. Al Jorgensen is from Cuba, actually, and a lot of people didn't know that. But he came to the U.S., and there's just something about this song that throws me back to, like, you know, the music my parents listened to, like that 80s Miami feel, but with some, like, gothic drama to it. This song is called Effigy.
Keeping it going with the dark vibes. That is Midnight and Angel by Matt Black, as selected by your curator this evening, Susie Exposito. So can you tell us a little bit more about Matt Black? I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Yeah, they're from San Diego. I encountered this group live when I was visiting Portland, and I saw them at this really fun goth club called the Coffin Club, and it was like I didn't know that the show was happening, but in the distance I heard something that sounded like Depeche Mode, and when I got closer I realized it was like three Latinos on stage just like grooving. And
that's awesome.
I'm so into it.
That's awesome. That's very groovy for sure, in a dark in a dark way.
Yeah.
What's the next song?
So next is a song by El Bujo featuring Lee Saumet from Bomba Estéreo. The song is called Brujería.
Hay que sanar. que yo no quería. Pero este momento lleno de alegría. Brujería. Brujería.
From our open minds to your open ears. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Susie Exposito here, your music selector tonight on Bilingual Sounds. You just heard Sonido Gallo Negro with a cover of Big Black's The Model from 1987. This is off their latest album, Paganismo. And then before that, we heard Mexican Institute of Sound with a killer cumbia. This band was really the blueprint
to everything. I know it was one of the first artists that I was like, wait, a Latino is making electronica music? Like, you know, the EDM scene is just filled with like Europeans,
right?
And then to discover him, I was like, what?
Yeah, and you know, Camilo Lara actually had the sauce that a lot of us
literally and his mixes, him putting in Spanish and putting in like a little horns in there, I was like, whoa, it's just bending but also melting. This next artist that you have, I like it because I like when artists put like justice. I like justice for their crosses. This is kind of like triple justice.
Yeah, this band, Crosses, is for all my Deftones lovers out there. Crosses is Gino Moreno's side project with producer Sean Lopez. So if you were into Deftones, like more down-tempo, shoegazy stuff, you're definitely going to love this.
This is Light as a Feather by Crosses.
Goes. Dando vueltas en mi cabeza, flow NASCAR. Yo era tu favorito, era hasta fría como Alaska. Pato el audio negro combinado con la Black Car. Gastando mi tiempo en que tú me quieras pa' atrás. Tratando de comprar tu perdón con Dior, Dior, Dior. Dime qué pasó más, que no me quieres más. Te sigo tirando y no, y no, y no. Me respondes ya, tú dime dónde estás. Que sigue corriendo en mi mente. Diciéndote en canciones lo que no puedo enfrentar. Le he dado la vuelta al mundo, deja que te cuente. Sabes que se te extrañan, las ojeras no mienten. Yo sigo desvelado en la ciudad que no duerma. Acostado con otra pensando con quién duerme. Tanto que te quise, nena, qué mala suerte. Sonando en todos lados y tú que no quieres verme. Qué mala suerte, yeah. Tú me haces. Dale pa' atrás, pa' cuando hacemos de todo en el asiento de atrás. Ma, dime la verdad, que me monto en un DeLorean pa' volverte a encontrar. Porque yo no quiero más nada más que darle pa' atrás. Pa' cuando hacemos de todo en el asiento de atrás. Ma, dime la verdad, que me monto en un DeLorean pa' volvértelo a dar. Yeah, 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 yeah. Siempre me encara, tengo un KMPC. Dice que el jevo también canta por el Little League. Solo las movies no le he dado delete. Aún tengo flashback de cuando te di. Pensé usamplearte en mi NPC. Sabe que los borrachos dicen la verdad. Llevo un par de sit. Sé que eres medio freaky, vida loca como Ricky. Medio feel y media piggy, nada con nadie, chori piqui. Tírame que ando en tu city. Fumeteando como un hippie.
You're here on Listener Powered Public Radio, the SoCal Sound, listening to Tiny y Álvaro Díaz con Paranormal. Again, as selected by our special guest this evening, Susie Exposito, for selecting all these songs. Thank you again for compiling this awesome playlist.
Thank you for letting me, you know, spookify your space.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Can you tell us more about these songs that you selected?
Yeah, so I just picked a cut off Tiny's new solo album, Data, featuring the slept on reggaeton singer-songwriter Álvaro Díaz. Next, we're going to hear a song from Rubio. That's the alias of Francisca Straub, who's this very ethereal queer pop artist from Chile. And this is off their upcoming album, Venus in Blue.
Here is Lo Que No Hablas.
Oh. Héctor, el gato feliz.
Descansa en paz, paz.
¿Habría motivos para matarlo?
No de matar.
¿Y Antonio Vera?
Es mi compadre.
¿Le cuidó muy bien sus espaldas?
Me la sigue cuidando.
You're enjoying a spooky playlist as curated by Susie Exposito. You just heard Espectro Caudillo with El Templo, El Temble.
El Temible Grupo Jaguar.
There you go. You pronounce it better than I do. You selected it after all.
I did, yeah. Real ones may remember the 2010s Tijuana Brass of Los Macuanos. An electronic group that Vice once called Mexican Kraftwerk.
Ooh, cool.
Well, that was their keyboardist, Ruben Torres, who is back with a new project called Espectro Caudillo and an album that comes out soon. Ruben told me that he drew inspiration from the book La Liturgia del Tigre Blanco, which is a biography of the Tijuana billionaire Jorge Hank Ron. He's known for a lot of stuff. I think he owned the soccer team in TJ, but he was also allegedly involved in the murder of a journalist.
What?
Named Hector El Gato Félix Miranda. Anyway, he gave me the spiel, and I was like, this is riveting, but it's also got that proper, you know, like a spooky sound that I was going for. And yeah, look out for that.
I'm talking about it spooky because it is almost, I mean, we're like 2 weeks away from Halloween. What are you going to dress up as? You know yet? Are you a last minute Halloween shopper?
I'm actually really big on Halloween. And I don't want to blow up his spot too much, but like my partner and I were going as Gomez and Morticia Adams.
That's cool.
I've never done like a proper couple's costume before, and I think, yeah, I'm just gonna get into it. And I'm thinking of Morticia, but like a little Y2K style, you know, like.
Okay.
I want to make it fashion.
Right. It's so, always
Halloween, but make it fashion.
Well, I can't wait to see the Instagram post for that, because that sounds like a cool costume.
Thank you.
We're going to jump into the next half hour of music, so don't tune away. All right. Stick around. You're here with Byron the Curator and Susie Exposito.
Changing the perception of public radio.
This is the SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at The Bellwether, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Neil Francis on his Return to Zero tour on May 8th. You can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Neil Francis, The Bellwether, May 8th.
Changes running through my life.
Thank you for listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound, your public music radio station. We play music that's hand-selected by local, passionate DJs and only break once an hour to recognize our sponsors. When you become a station sponsor or program underwriter, you help continue the mission to discover and share new and local artists in SoCal. As a business owner or individual, you can join us in building a stronger music community while building positive branding and awareness for your organization. Visit thesocalsound.org and click Become a Sponsor to learn more.
Hello, passengers. This is your captain speaking. Jet Into Work is a brand new radio show hosted by Jet for more music in the morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet. our early morning flight departs at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. So be sure to wake up with Jet into work on Flight 885. And on behalf of the entire flight crew, thank you for flying SoCal Sound Airwaves.
Sounds like Southern California. All kinds of people, all kinds of music.
That's everything that we love.
88.5 The SoCal Sound. Download the SoCal Sound mobile app and listen wherever life takes you.
La justicia social va de la mano con el alivio del cambio climático.
Ahí están en el punto de no retorno, a song by Belada, here on Bilingual Sounds for you on Listener Powered, the SoCal Sound. I'm Byron, the curator, and all these songs tonight are being selected by Susie Exposito, right here in studio. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm doing great. Thank you for letting me just like spookify your show. You just heard Belada. They're this righteous industrial protest band from Montreal. They're performing next month at the Substance Festival here in LA for all you like dark wave lovers. It's the place to be. November 3rd at the Globe Theater. And then before that, you heard the dark wave duo Boy Harsher featuring Mariana Saldana, who also sings in the LA goth band Boan. This song was featured in their experimental horror film called The Runner, which Boy Harsher actually directed.
Cool. That's really cool. I'm going to go watch it. Going to go watch it in October.
Tis the season.
Can you... All right. So I saw that you recently did a little piece of... you wrote a piece about Alan Palomo, and you do have a Neon Indian song coming up right now, so I'm sure there's a lot to unpack there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's just got such a fascinating body of work, but also a great, like, immigrant story that we fleshed out, you know, during our interview.
That's so cool.
And I'm so glad that he shared it with me, but his latest album, World of Hassle, is very inspired by... His father, who was like a Mexican pop star in the 80s.
What?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's in his blood. And
no wonder.
He was also really influenced by like Luis Miguel and like Brazilian pop, Japanese city pop. He's all over the place, but he's playing at the El Rey Theater next Saturday.
Yeah, he is.
I chose one of his older works, though, for this playlist. It's called Halogen. It's from his 2011 album, Era Extraña. And it just makes me think of those really dreary winters in Brooklyn when I lived there. And it just felt like the sun wouldn't come up for weeks. And so here's like a little slice of nostalgia for y'all.
Yeah.
Está dañada from Ivan Cornejo here on Bilingual Sounds, as selected by the lovely Susie Exposito. I really like that last name. That's such a cool last name, I think.
Yeah, it's the last name that they gave all the orphans at the orphanage that my ancestor came from.
Interesting.
So it was like my great-great-great-grandfather was born in Sevilla and was taken in by some nuns, and they gave everybody the last name Exposito.
Wow. Whoa. Fun fact. Fun fact.
Therefore. Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about Ivan, and then you have one last song here in the playlist, and then we'll say our goodbyes.
Absolutely. So I chose our two last songs specifically because they're by two SoCal natives. Ivan Cornejo is from Riverside. He's making big moves in regional Mexican music. He went from being like this, you know, sad boy playing Cidanio covers in his bedroom to being like the top goth in Mexican music right now. And so he's got a new song with Becky G that I absolutely adore, but it's simply not darks enough for this playlist. So instead, I shared his breakout hit from 2021. And next, we got Mazzy Star.
Ooh, classic.
With an old song of theirs called Ghost on a Highway. It was from their 1990 album, She Hangs Brightly. It's, you know, like Hope Sandoval, she's Chicana, and her voice is like a glass of Malbec to my soul. I just can't get enough of Hope Sandoval. I picked this song because it really gets to her roots as like a singer. She was part of that like Paisley Underground scene in the 80s. That was like a 60s nostalgia scene. You can hear, you know, her doing her kind of like her best like Jim Morrison impression here. But instead, it's like, you know, this really spectral enchantress from East L.A., which a lot of people don't know about.
That's about new Hope to me. That's new to me.
But yeah, she will always be my dream girl and one of my inspirations.
Awesome.
As a writer and as an artist.
Wow. Well, thank you again, Susie, for sharing all these lovely stories and little backstory of every artist that you brought here. Hope to have you here again.
I would love to
future.
Do so. Yeah.
We can expect more spooky stuff from her. So here you go. Mazzy Star, Ghost Highway on Bilingual Sounds. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
You're a ghost on the highway, and I love you for 95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.